Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of not loving the world or its things, the realization that worldly pursuits do not bring lasting fulfillment, and the need to seek God's will for eternal joy. Today's Bible passage is from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 16. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life is not from the Father, but from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away, but whoever does the will of God remains forever. That's 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 16.
Do you ever feel torn between the desire to chase after worldly progress and the deeper longing to nourish your soul? It's a struggle that many of us face on a regular basis. We live in a world that bombards us with messages, enticing us with material possessions, worldly pleasures, and the pursuit of success. It's easy to get caught up in this allure, but deep down, we know that it doesn't lead to lasting fulfillment. Apostle John warns us about the dangers of loving the world and its temporary pleasures. He tells us that if we truly love the world, then the love of the Father is not in us. It's a bold statement that challenges us to examine our priorities and the true source of our happiness. The world may offer us temporary comfort and pleasure, but it cannot provide the lasting peace and contentment that our souls desperately crave. Its promises are empty, luring us with sensual lust, captivating our eyes with material possessions, and leading us into a life of pretense and pride. But here's the truth. All of that is not from the Father, but from the world. We see the latest gadgets, the extravagant lifestyles of the rich and famous, and the constant pressure to keep up with societal norms. It's tempting to believe that these things will bring us happiness and fulfillment. But in reality, they only offer temporary satisfaction that quickly fades away. The Apostle John reminds us that the world and its enticements are passing away. They are transient and fleeting, like a mirage in the desert. What truly lasts is our relationship with God and our commitment to doing His will. When we align ourselves with God's purposes and seek to live by His commandments, we tap into a source of eternal joy and peace. It's important to take a moment to reflect on this and ask ourselves if we've ever chased after the world's promises, only to be left feeling empty and unsatisfied. It's a common experience, but the good news is that we have the power to choose a different path. We can prioritize our relationship with God over the temporary pleasures of the world. One practical step we can take is to pray and ask Jesus for His grace to defend the chastity and purity of our bodies and souls. We can invite Him into our struggles and seek His guidance in making wise choices. Prayer can be a powerful tool in navigating the tension between the world's allure and our desire to do God's will. Additionally, we can cultivate a mindset of gratitude and contentment. Instead of constantly striving for more, we can learn to appreciate the blessings that are already present in our lives. We can focus on cultivating virtues such as humility, generosity, and compassion, which lead to true fulfillment and happiness. It's important to remember that the world's promises are empty and fleeting. They may offer temporary comfort and pleasure, but they cannot satisfy the deep longing of our souls. Only by seeking God's will and aligning ourselves with His purposes can we find true and lasting fulfillment. So let us choose wisely and pursue the path that leads to eternal joy. By recognizing the limitations of worldly desires and focusing on our relationship with God, we can experience true contentment and fulfillment in our lives.
Let's wrap with a prayer. Dear Jesus, I beg you to defend by your grace the chastity and purity of my body and soul. Amen. Friends, as we navigate the constant tug of war between worldly allure and the nourishment of our souls, let us remember that true and lasting fulfillment can only be found in our relationship with God. The world's promises are fleeting, but God's love and purpose for us are eternal. May we choose the path that leads to lasting joy. And may our hearts be filled with gratitude, contentment, and a desire to align ourselves with His will. Goodbye, and may you find peace in your journey. Feel free to share these insights with others.